right. You go dance. There you go. Dance. There you go.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. We got a full house tonight.
I'm so excited to be back.
I'm going to have to rent rooms. No, I'm just kidding.
Woo-hoo. You rent are. Rooms. You're going to have to start charging his rent.
I'm telling you. Well, let me introduce everybody to make them feel at home. And now we're going to go Shannon Lesnar.
Woo! Shannon.
Celebrity psychic. And by the way, you can book her.
Yes, you can.
And you can. And how do they do that?
Well, they can actually go on Facebook under Shannon Leichner, or they can go to shannonleichner.com. They don't have to spell Leichner, L-E-I-S-C-H-N-E-R. Or you can actually even text me on my phone, 310. And we can set up an appointment.
Cool. We'll have dinner afterward.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Oh, and I'm teaching theta healing, actually.
Oh, when?
July 5th and 6th.
I'll be in Vegas for the MUFON.
Oh, well, I'm teaching.
MUFON.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yay. And we got
MUFON.
She just got back from Cannes. Actress and model. Amber Martinez.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. I always love co-hosting with you.
Well, I love having you.
Oh, thank you.
You and Shannon bright me up. Now I got full power. Full power, man.
Full power.
And then we're gonna introduce this gentleman. How we approach each other, you were referred to me, right?
Yeah, by my promoter.
But who's your promoter?
Ivanche,
huh?
Ooh, it sounds like a sexy name.
I went to order that French dip. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it a girl or is it Ivan Che?
Ivan.
Is it Ivan or is it Ivan?
Ivan.
So tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a songwriter from Oklahoma City.
Okay, that'll get you a couple points, though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exciting.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I've been writing for probably 10, 12 years. Before that, I was a professional musician, you know, doing
Sideman
stuff, you know. Went to school with Vince Gill.
Wow. Vince Gill. He was married to? Famous person. Was he married?
Heather Locklear?
No.
No,
she was a country singer.
Yeah, it's
she's born again Christian. Now's not a born again Christian.
Amy
Grant.
Oh, yes. Amy Grant.
And she's not a born again Christian anymore.
Really?
Oh, really?
No.
She's not a born again Christian anymore.
She came. She was on People Magazine. I was shocked.
What did she say? What does she believe in now?
She's now into Universal Church.
Nice.
Which really, yeah, because she was kind of the last one I'd ever hear that would go to, you know, Universal. But anyway, Amy Grant.
What is Universal Church?
Yeah, Christian songs and whatever.
What is Universal Church?
Yeah, well, Universal is open.
It's about spirituality.
Yeah, spirituality, new age.
Like Michael Beckwith has a church that's a spirituality church.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
It's a really good church.
Yeah. Now, this poor guy's saying, where did I come from?
Play something for us.
Play something live. What are you playing?
I will. This one is called A Reason to Call.
Okay.
I always start out with
ladies and gentlemen, a reason to call. Go ahead.
Cold facts and hard lines, don't give me no alibis. Lie to my face again just one more time. Shed dreams and sleepless nights, guilty of a lover's crime. I'm caught in a wilderness of who we are. I know you can feel it, baby, when I sing your song. Don't you know it's time for a change to come? I believe we can find it something. Don't you see the love underneath it all? Recognize the need for forgiveness and a reason to call. Recognize the need for forgiveness and a reason. What you did was criminal, heartless and cynical. You were a fancy illusion of sale. You believe the lies you tell help you to cast your spells, baby. Hope you make peace with your demons someday. I know you can feel it, baby, when I sing this way. Don't you know?
know it's time for a change to come. I believe we can finally accept it. Don't you see the love underneath it all? Recognize the need for forgiveness and a reason to call. Recognize the need for forgiveness and a reason to call.
You listen to Sirius Radio and they have that coffee shop hour.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
That's nice.
I love that. I'm like, yes. I just want to, like, listen to your voice and drink a cappuccino while laying in, like, a hippie rug zone area. That's what I feel like when you're singing. I'm, like, so relaxed in my own personal space.
You want the biscotti?
No, I love it. It's, like, one of those voices where you could just, like, relax and chill.
I mean,
you're like,
yeah.
Cool.
Definitely had a good energy to it.
Yeah.
To the energy of the sound, right?
Where do you think he's going to go, this guy?
I mean, that song felt to me like it could be on the radio right now. Like, like a hit radio, like
right.
Just playing over and over and over again. That, I mean, even the words of that song really kind of are touching. And so, I mean, my feeling is that you should push it to go on the radio because it really does feel to me like it could be a hit.
For sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yay!
Yay!
So what do you think, Amber?
Oh,
name
yeah.
that tune. I feel like that show.
I totally listen to that.
Oh, good.
I could just imagine, you know, like you're sitting in your house, you put on the song, and you just relax.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it.
Just relax, do the song. Anyway, I thought your sound was pretty good, and you got to keep it going in this town. You know, you got to get out there. Are you performing out here in L.A.?
Not at the moment. I will when I return in September.
My boys over at, there's a place in Reseda. We got to get you play there. They do a lot of stuff like you do.
Excellent.
I think it's called Beto's. You gotta go
yeah.
There. You got to get them playing.
So or the anyway, Whiskey a Go-Go.
I sent you two songs.
We're going to play one of them because of time.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we got other guests. Anyway,
course.
So let's get into Shannon. Now, Shannon is a celebrity psychic and... And she's out of the...
Do me.
Read me.
Oh, my God. Not that type of show.
Yeah.
Read me. Anyway, let me
just say one more thing. Shannon, you know, it was really interesting because, you know, personally, I could say she's phenomenal. Right?
Thank you.
Phenomenal.
Shannon is phenomenal. She's also been my psychic before, too, and I can vouch for her.
There you go. See, both of us. And you know what was interesting was... Well, I did, you know, the answers that she told me, I didn't want to hear, but I heard it. And you were right, by the way. 100%
I always tell my clients, if you want to hear lies, don't call me.
Yeah. Right?
if you're ready
right.
to hear the truth, then call me.
Yeah.
I get people telling me all the time, well, that's not what I want to hear. And I'm saying, well, I'm sorry. This yeah. is what the information
yeah,
is.
Yeah, she told me something, and I was like,
What do you want to know from Shannon?
But it was right. It was true that what?
What do you want to know from Shannon tonight?
I don't know. Shannon, tell me.
Put her on the spot.
Now I'm, like, nervous. Everyone's listening. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, Shannon. Tell me something that I need to know about... Oh, tell me about this Italian director who says that he's interested in working with me.
You know, that's funny that you mentioned that, because as soon as I tap into your energy, I feel like you're getting ready to sign a deal. You're getting ready to sign for a show or sign for a movie or something.
Yay, another one. It's good.
There's definitely a contract coming up pretty soon.
Oh, really?
And it does feel to me like you're going to – it would benefit you to take it, because it feels to me like you're going – it's going to give you a stepping stone into something else.
Well, that's exciting.
Wow.
Yay. Great we're talking news. Like we're talking like movie contracts, right? Not like marriage contracts.
Oh, God. What's that?
Marriage contracts right now.
Yeah.
Movie contract. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's Bucks exciting.
Hey, love you can find. Oh. Bucks over.
Do you know like who is it? Like what kind of a film it would be?
No, I only see, well, I mean, I can see sometimes those things, but my thing is I always look at the bigger picture. I want to know what's happening in the bigger picture, because sometimes details change, and if you tell somebody, oh, they're wearing a blue shirt and they happen to be wearing a pink shirt that day, then they discount it altogether.
I don't really discount that. Cause So is it going to pay me good?
I believe it will pay you. I mean, I believe it will be a good paying job, but your bigger paying jobs are not going to happen probably until next year.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's like, okay. As long as I can have decent paying until next year.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But you know, you also have to be, you know, you, as hungry as you are, you've got to feed it, right? So in other words,
definitely.
You got to be hungry and you got to feed it. So you got to continue
that's
to
true.
Work.
That's true.
See? Yay. Very good. Now, one thing about you. What's going to happen with you? We want to tell her.
Oh, yeah. What's going to happen with my future... music, all that kind of stuff, just everything all together. Oh, they're all.
Well, that's a lot of questions.
Go. You're going to get lots of messages.
Well, that one was
that was a joke.
That was a joke. You know, I do feel like and you've already had a taste of the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. I feel like you needed to kind of take a hiatus, and there was a need to kind of slow it. Not that you're slowed down, but I do feel like you did take some time off. There was a need for that, because it feels to me like you're being pulled in too many directions, and your health and your energy, not that there's bad health, but your body really needed to rest. It was too much. And so now you're coming back around, and it's getting ready to raise back up again. But it's going to be in a different capacity. I don't feel like it's going to be as hard as it was before. And it's going to be a lot easier on you and your body, and you're going to be able to manage it a lot better. I feel like you are set up a lot better now than you were before. And the foundation is actually a lot stronger than it was before.
That's true. You know, really true. I had triple bypass surgery.
Oh, you did? Wow.
And when I was 44, I ran a marathon the next year and won my age and weight. Powerlifting, age and weight class the year after that. Really
wow, that's amazing.
But things happened and life happened and issues and things. And I had another triple bypass the last
who's
January.
That surgeon?
Wow.
Who's that surgeon?
Well, he's just putting his
he gets
body
a triple bypass and then he wins a marathon.
It was emotional, more than physical, and diet. And, so
and
now
you know,
it changed.
And just looking at you, I would really love to work with you privately at some point in time, because... there's still stuff affecting you.
I'm
more than a psychic. I do energy healing, and I do life path coaching, and I do all of these things. And even talking to people, I start to move their energy. I start to shift them and change things that happen in their bodies. And so I would love to work with you and help you get rid of some of this stuff.
Everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely.
We're here together tonight.
And, you know, while you were playing, I create healing CDs. That lift up and help and awaken people. And I would love for us to do one together if you're ever interested in that.
I would love that. I go to Unity. So that's the same church that Oprah went.
Silent
nice.
Unity?
Yeah.
Is that the energy church?
That's an energy. Well, they have
similar.
They have,
I mean,
yeah,
like
prayers and stuff.
And my pastor was in the congregation where they were in Chicago in the old days. And
wow.
So he's, you know, they're just, you know, normal people, you know. And it really helps you focus on success, but you have to have all your energy
right.
Oprah has
you
like massive energy.
Oh yeah, she's amazing. Well, okay, if you're not balanced and you wish for something, that's,
right?
Be careful what you wish for.
Exactly.
You get what you wish for, but all the baggage that was there underneath comes with it.
Exactly.
And we got to get rid of that baggage.
And I always recommend that you actually clear all of your old past baggage before you move into trying to be successful. Because if you're dragging dead bodies with you, the chances of you flying are nil, right? I mean, you're always going to sabotage. You're always going to take two steps forward and four steps back. And so it's always best to get that under control. And then your body, I mean, your body can only take so much. So if it's got energy from the inside pounding it, and then it's got energy from the outside pounding it, you know, of course you had all those bypass surgeries. No. You know,
poor guy. Survive.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to move on a little bit. So anyway, thank you very much for coming in. We'll have you back. You'll come back to perform because we got some guests. Some other guests we're going to get in. So we'll get you in our second half hour. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got to move in, and I got a call. Let me see who that was. Was that from Dallas? A Dallas call? I don't know. We got right now. You're on the air, Cameron Sports Live. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to our illustrious show. Who's this? Well, you gotta shut down that radio.
My name is Hello.
Yeah, you gotta shut down.
My name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Karam Bunga. I'm calling because I'm potentially supposed to be part of an interview.
Yes,
at around 8:30
with me. Yeah, and what we can do is you
with
call.
You?
Yeah, 8:30.
You can call us at 8:30. I'll have you back. Okay, because I'm trying to get people in at the before the time.
Hold on. Let me just walk out of here for a second.
Okay.
He did a brand new movie, LGBT.
Film. Oh, that's cool.
And it's going to be at the library. They're going to show the
that's
film
exciting.
Was made last year. And they have a lot of different people in the film. Hello, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, what we could do real quick is because of the time. Now, you did a wonderful film, and I got to see parts of it on the trailer. Because I didn't get it. So the first girl I loved. And it's you directed it, you wrote it. It's Karam Bunga. Is that
Karam Bunga?
Karam Bunga.
No problem.
I'm telling you. And it's a little Pacific region. I'm at Bunga. I guess we lost our audience. There. No, I'm just
you
kidding.
Mean Bunga? What? Where is Bunga from?
Yeah.
That's my dad's last name. My grandparents are from South India.
South India.
Oh.
See? Very good.
Yeah.
Namaste. Namaste. Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste.
So
tell us about the movie.
When does the radio show start?
Well, we're starting right
You're
now.
You're actually calling live on the air because you called in the live channel and you weren't supposed to call until 8:30, but we're taking you
That's
now.
That's okay.
So you're saying.
But we still love you. Yeah.
Exactly.
You have been live on the air.
Right. Now, let me ask you about your co-stars because of time. You have.
Okay.
Tell us about the co-stars in the film. It looks like you had a gal, Brianna. Hildebrand?
That's right.
Okay, and you have Pamela Atlon. They're in this great film. We would like to invite the cast to come in. We can arrange that. We'd like to have the cast, if you can get round them up, talk about their experience.
What's your movie about?
It's an LGBT film, which is the first one I've ever seen about girls, about two girls in a relationship, and it's kind of like a love story, wouldn't you say?
That's absolutely correct.
See?
You seem not so sure about your own movie.
Yeah. So tell us, why did you want to reach out to the LGBT community? What was it about that community?
Well, you know, that question...
What is going on?
The real question, I feel like, is... what I don't know. I don't have the answers to that. I don't think that anybody really... What I was trying to do was just tell as honest of a story as I could.
Okay, so
and
about the two
one
women.
One of the great things that has happened as a result is that so many people have come up to me after shows and told me how much the film meant to them.
Right.
Because of, for however many hosts of reasons.
Right.
And that's something that, you know, that you don't particularly imagine as you're going through the process of, the workaday process of making a film.
Right.
And so that it did happen has meant a lot.
Well, the two women, by the way, the two characters, the two women, were wonderful together in that film. I thought they had real good dialogue. They had very good rapport, good energy together, two ladies that you cast.
Oh,
because I
oh,
got to
no
see,
question.
Yeah,
and I think that speaks to their talent. That speaks to their talent and their ability as actors. You know, we did a lot of rehearsal,
right.
And they were both cast after a lengthy process, and they both brought something to this movie that I never envisioned, but that really only added to the depth of the story.
Yeah, it was a wonderful film. Now how can people get the copy of the film? Is it on?
Netflix? You know, your easiest way. I mean, any way that you can buy films online, you got your iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, any of those. It's also currently streaming on a site called Full Screen.
Okay.
But if you don't have a Full Screen subscription, you can buy it in any other number of ways.
Okay. So Full Screen.
And if you do that, would really be a great help to us, because what we ended up doing was distributing that movie with the help of the Sundance Institute.
Okay.
And so they were very helpful throughout the whole post process.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that we've been able to sort of bring it to people just straight away.
Well, you're gonna
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had one last question.
No, go ahead.
My question is, now it's going to be at the library. You're going to have this at the Studio City Library this Tuesday. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay.
And myself, I and one of the producers will be there afterwards for the audience if they have any questions. And
Q&A?
Q&A, exactly.
Yeah. What we'd like to do is hopefully get the cast in and their experience of making this film. That would be interesting. Maybe we can rank.
Well, I'll put out the feelers. Hopefully they'll be interested.
Yeah, well, you made a nice film, and are you working on something right now?
You know, the way that this works is you work on several things at once.
Right.
I have been writing new films and new assignments and all that sort of thing. But to bring it back to First Girl, I mean, that was another thing that was really truly remarkable about that movie.
Okay.
I have been in independent film for a while, but that movie came together very quickly through the writing, through the casting, everything. And it was really one of the best experiences that I've ever had in the making of.
Okay.
And I think that we were able to get together a great, talented group of people.
Well, the two actresses were phenomenal. I guess it was the mother was phenomenal. I've seen her in a film at the Hollywood Fringe Festival. She sounds familiar. Anyway,
Pamela Adlon, you may recognize her voice from King of the Hill. She's a prominent voice actor.
Okay.
She also has actually while we were shooting, her show went forward at Comedy Central. She has a show called Better Thing.
Better Thing. I've seen that.
And she was somebody that I always really admired. And that just, again, speaks to kind of how blessed the movie shoot was. Her, Tim Heidecker,
mm-hmm.
all of these people that I hoped and imagined would be a part of it ended up being able to do it, which is not typical.
No, that's
and
for
I think
sure.
That really, yeah.
Because, you know, in this land of Hollywood, you may expect, for example, Brad Pitt is doing a movie for a friend of mine as a favor. And you know what the film's about? It's all about Hitler. He's going to play Hitler. It's a film that my friend wanted to do.
I missed that part.
A friend of mine is doing a film on
Brad
Hitler.
Brad Pitt's
going to play the role. It was a surprise. It was a real big surprise for me.
Oh, well, I can't say I know anything about that.
No problem. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you
much
for joining
to you.
Us.
Let's keep in contact.
Awesome.
And we'll bring them in. And we got a young actress here. Right?
I am. I'm glad to be here again.
Amber Martinez, so look out for her.
I always love hosting
Give
for you.
Give me your how you can look
it up. My IMDb is imdb.me/AmberMartinez.
Okay.
It's my IMDb pro link.
You got that? So you can work
with
her. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to switch around.
You should check out my new movie that just came out.
Yeah.
I don't think he's on anymore.
No, okay.
He's not.
Oh, no, I'm right here.
Oh, everyone check out Rough Night.
I'm trying to go with the flow here.
Yeah, he's going with the flow
Everyone
here.
Check out Rough Night. It just came out on the 16th with Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And me.
I've heard about that film, and I can't wait to see it.
All right.
So you're in that film.
I am.
Oh, which part do you play?
I am in a party, and there is something that happens during the party.
Okay, bring him in. Okay.
Anyway, it's really funny. I like to do comedy.
Anyway, what I was going to say
is, I will check it out.
Yeah, Thank you.
Check out her stuff. Anyway, we got to go. Thank you so much for coming on my show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. We'll have you again. Thanks so much. All right. Okay. A brilliant new film. And eight, it was...
yeah, definitely.
Let's get it. Yeah. Okay. And then...
For sure.
We'll switch the folks up to get everyone on. Okay. And we got Candy Loya. Candy Loya. And then we'll switch around. And let me get this phone call real quick. We got a live phone call. You're on Cameron's first line. Cameron.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Shannon, you want to go?
This is Manny from the Collected Lifestyle from the Reseda Boulevard series. We're scheduled to call at this moment.
Yeah. Today. Well, come on. Tell us about your wonderful thing.
Yeah, so basically our Reseda Boulevard series is going to happen tomorrow. Yeah. So we're going to have like community involvement. We're going to have classes. We're going to have yoga, live music, art shows. So our walk as well. So we have food trucks. Basically, it's a big event here in Northridge.
I'm going to be attending it because I'm a local person. I will be attending that tomorrow.
What kind of food do you have, Poppy? I like to eat.
well, for food trucks?
You can eat a food truck.
It's true. I could eat all the food out of the food truck.
We have BMW, we have waffles.
I'm from Kansas. I like to eat. No, I'm not vegan. I like meat. What kind of meat do you got?
Hold on, let me just check.
So anyway, he's got a fun thing. Anyway, what was I going to say?
So we have Throb Asian Fusion as well. I don't know if you guys are a fan of that.
Yeah, I love it. We food.
As long as it has meat.
Okay, yeah.
I love waffles, though.
I promise there'll be meat there.
You got chicken and waffles, too?
Anyway, real quick.
We have waffles, but I don't think we have chicken and waffles.
They got waffles, girl.
Anyway, we got to move on the show.
You know, it's going to be pretty big. So
tell us where it's located real quick, and then we'll get people.
So basically, the cross streets in Partina and Nordoff.
Okay.
So our address is 8906 Reseda Boulevard.
All right, great. So everyone, please come out there and support the local artists, the yoga. Are you guys psychics?
Excuse me?
Psychics? Any psychics?
No, well, I don't know if there's a psychic. Is there a psychic?
We have a psychic in this room right now. We have one available for use if you'd like to rent her.
It's going
to
be surprising. We have both prizes there. You know? Okay, we have giveaways, so it's going to be pretty good.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you
coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
Take care and have good success. All right, bye-bye.
It's exciting.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye. Okay, now we're moving ahead. So what we're going to do, yay, Amber, we got some other folks coming in?
There's another lady in
Okay,
here.
Let's bring them in. Amber, we'll have
bye,
you back.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye,
Amber.
Amber
Martinez. Thank you. And then I'll get Shannon back.
No,
okay,
totally.
Anyway, so tell us what's going on.
I have Paul Tooley. He's an actor.
Hello, hello.
Paul Tooley, welcome.
All right, thank you.
So what's the film you got?
I got a couple projects out. I got one right now in theaters called 1155. You could also get it on Amazon right now.
Tell us about the film.
The film's great. It's shot in New York. It stars John Leguizamo. Julia Stiles plays my sister-in-law. Elizabeth Rodriguez and David Zayas. It's about a Marine returning back home after leaving because he did some bad things, so he had to get away. And when he returns home, his ghosts are waiting for him.
Oh.
He just came from Colombia, right?
Yes, Colombia. Just got back from Colombia shooting a TV show on John Gotti. I play Roy DeMeo from Brooklyn.
You're in John Gotti, the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell a long story. Okay. I was on a group to get a finance.
Uh-huh.
You know, the movie?
Oh, you're talking about Travolta's movie?
Yeah, Travolta's
movie. No, this is a TV show. But tell me. I know people in that movie.
It was pulling. I got it sent to France. We were going to do it. Yeah. They refused us. Travolta. Come on
what?
In. Yeah, come on. Anyway, we got a full assemble. And then, Kali, I'm going to have you meet with Shannon later. You know, Shannon is our celebrity psychic.
Awesome. Yes.
She'll tell you.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
And then Shannon's gonna work with me.
Real quick. What we'll do? Tell us now. Now that film is out right now.
Yeah, 1155 is out now. The TV show is in post.
Okay, post production. And you have done other stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, I come from a theater background, so ton of theater. I just started getting into TV about 3 years ago. But I have other TV credits and. I did a Sharon Stone show It got canceled, but
that's Hollywood. Yeah, yeah. That's Hollywood,
right? Agent X. I was in. You know, I had a nice spot on that. Like I said, I just did a Netflix has a show called Small Shots. Okay. Support that show. It's my boy Jeremy Luke is killing it. He did this as a web series. They ended up getting picked up and Netflix bought it and gave us a platform. So, you know, I had a little co-star in that. So you can see that on Netflix right now. Small Shots. Give it clicks. Give it hits. Maybe it gets extended.
Get some money, baby. Yeah. Get that money going.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
If they want to find you, where would they find you?
Yeah, I mean, you could go to my IMDb page, Paul Tully. I actually act under Paul Giulianelli. You could also go
Italiano.
To Italiano.
Italiano.
You could go to Facebook, IG, Paul Tully on Facebook.
Can you spell your last name? It's
T-U-L-L-Y.
There you go.
Why? Ready for pasta. Anyway.
I love Italian food.
By the way, you got to hook up to the Italian festival.
I do. San Gennaro?
I'm going to be at San Gennaro.
Oh, yeah. I do it in New York. I've done it here in Hollywood.
The one in New York is best.
Oh, of course.
The best. Anyway, thank you very much. And then we got Kale.
Mm-hmm.
Kale.
Hi there. I'm Kale Rawson.
Tell us about what's going on. S's.
Well, I'm really excited for my team. I just worked with Krisana Vigas International. She is a fashion designer and an activist. And she produced a film called Origin.
Okay.
And what happened was we met several months ago. Well, actually, a couple of years ago. It's weird how time goes by in Hollywood. It just goes by so fast. But I became the face of her fashion designs and her skincare line. And she's launching her skincare line next month.
Oh, how cool.
Yes. So we hired this amazing director, Josh Levine, from J. Matthews Creative. And he created an amazing team with Colin Duffy. And they wrote the story. And our film, Origin, was officially selected for the La Jolla Fashion Film Festival. And we're nominated for 3 Academy Award qualifying awards.
Nice.
Thank you. So excited. And I'm so honored to be part of this group. Krisana Vigas, she is from Thailand, and she has a business and fashion degree. And she started doing fashions. What she did was she got married to this amazing man and had a child. And she stayed at home for 22 years. And 22 years later, unfortunately, her husband was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, how horrible.
So he was in the hospital with her. She was with him. And the gowns that he had on, she said, were not practical for the wires and all that. So she called her roommate from college, Diane Hongham, and asked her to design a new gown for her husband. Mm-hmm. And that day, it was done. It was delivered to the hospital. And 5 months later, her husband passed away. So,
oh, wow.
The doctor told Krisana, you know, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do? You know, why don't you go back and do what you got your degree in?
Nice.
And she said, you know, so she started making custom-made dresses for women.
Mm-hmm.
And she met this scientist who made this cream called Rad Cream for radiation cream. And she started giving this radiation cream to cancer patients. And it was repairing their skin.
Wow.
And that's how she got into the skincare line. And so the same scientist developed this product line of beautiful products. And I've been using it for 3 months now. And I can literally see my crepey skin on my hand where I broke my arm a couple years ago is going away and the lines in my face. And some exciting news about her line, her fashion line too, is that she got invited to go to New York Fashion Week in September.
Oh, how cool is
and
that?
She's going to be on 2 runways.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just so proud of her. She's an incredible human being. She's got a really big heart. She's an activist as well as a fashion designer, as well as a skincare line producer. And this film, I'm so excited for everybody to see it. We're going to be screening it at the La Jolla Fashion Film Festival on July 22nd.
Coming up. I won't be in town. I'll be in Vegas.
Well,
I'll be back the next week.
I'm going with you.
Well, it all depends with UFOs. UFOs, I think.
Will you be in town August 5th?
Yeah. I should be back.
Well, Krisana, New York Fashion Week is coming to the West. Swazi's Angels is presenting New York Fashion Week on the West Coast at the Marconi Museum on August 5th. From approximately 4 o'clock in the afternoon till around 9 o'clock.
Okay.
She's going to premiere her clothing line that's going to be shown in New York Fashion Week, as well as the commercial fashion film that we did that was officially selected. So
She's so excited. She's so excited.
That is great stuff. Nice.
I'm done. Anyway, and you're she is Miss. Miss Norvalo.
Oh, that's another amazing thing that happened.
So you got all these nice things.
On April 9th.
Typical Hollywood story, man.
Yeah, let's go. I want to hear it. I'm excited. Come on. I got you on Facebook Live right now.
Hey, everybody. So,
bye-bye. No,
in February, I'm an actor, so I'm on Backstage West.
Okay.
And they always send you like little submissions for profiles that fit your role, like female, this age, blah, blah, blah. So I saw a pageant contestant. And I was like, you know, I've never done a pageant before in my life. And I said, you know, I just submitted. It's just one click. So I clicked it. And the director, Amanda Vosbury.
Okay.
That's a tongue twister.
Amanda Vosbury. And it's spelled W-A-S-V-A-R-Y. She's the director. She calls me up. She says, Callie, I really believe this is going to be a really great opportunity for you. You're going to do really well. And you know what I found out about this pageant? It's not all about the beauty and all that. Yeah, it was fun dressing up and taking photos. But the biggest thing I feel that I got from it was really amazing relationships with these women, powerful women, and my confidence. I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to be in front of 500 people with a bikini on because I'm kind of shy, you know? But so.
Now you tell us.
I always get nervous myself.
Yeah, you get nervous. Anyway, the sound is interfering with the system, unfortunately. The radio system, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
Anyway, you know what we'll do? Let's switch you. Because he said what he had to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what we'll do? Let's put Shannon there where you are, and then we'll have you go to the green room. Okay? Yeah.
Cool. Oh, no you problem. Rock, Mr. Tully. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Don't leave very much. I'll be clicking and liking little shots.
We're going to be liking,
Small shots.
Anyway, we gotta do a live show. Anyway, live show.
Is there anyone else in there?
Is there anyone else?
No.
Okay. We want to make everyone happy. Let me just take this call real quick. Oh. You're on the air at Cameron Sports and Live. Welcome.
It's Jolie Mason.
Hi, Jolie. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you doing?
Doing great. So tell us what's going on, or you want to talk to one of our guests that are on the show tonight?
You know, we're doing an event celebrating Helen Keller's birthday and Veterans Health and Veterans.
Yes, I talked to you earlier. I spoke to her. She's a Helen Keller fan. So they're doing a special Helen Keller story. I guess you're doing a
Helen Keller birthday bash.
Birthday bash! Yay! Where's this going to be held at?
It's on Helen Keller's birthday, June 27th. It's also the birthday of the LA Radio Reading Service.
Right.
We do radio broadcasting for those who are blind or print impaired here in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Could you imagine me with the people that they go, this guy's crazy? You can imagine, you know. But I did a cast for blind. I did a character. So tell us more about the Helen Keller birthday. It's going to be held where at again? Where's it going to be held at again?
It's at the Rose Goldwater Community Center.
Okay.
It's at 21710 Van Owen Street in Canoga Park. Mm-hmm. It's the southwest corner of Van Owen and Owensmouth.
Right.
It's where the old Sizzler used to be, if people remember that.
Yeah.
Sizzler. Like, I remember Sizzler.
There you go. So anyway, now if we want to attend this wonderful birthday, how do we do so?
It's from 2 to 5 on Tuesday, 2 in the afternoon to 5. We're screening. Did you know that Helen Keller actually won an Academy Award?
Yes.
In 1955, Helen Keller won the Best Documentary, and this is the movie that Helen Keller is in. So it's Helen Keller, Unconquered, in her own movie. and we're airing a DVD of that movie from 4 to 5. But the event is from 2 to 5, and we have Councilman Bob Blumenfeld's going to be there. Dennis Stein is going to be there. We're doing some awards and cake and wonderful things like that.
Well, Dennis is a good friend of our show. Dennis Stein, so you got to say hello to Dennis for me. But we'll come. I'll see if I can come myself. Because Tuesday,
that would be fantastic.
I should be in town.
It's co-sponsored by the Lions Club and the LA Radio Reading Service, and of course, Councilman Blumenfeld's office.
Right.
Dennis Stein is the president-elect of the Lions Club of the Greater West Valley Lions. So I'm a lady lion, and he's going to be there.
Jim Rohr. We should get the Katy Perry thing. Jim Rohr. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for
it's my pleasure.
We appreciate
if people have any other questions, they can come to our webpage or give me a call at the Radio Reading Service. It's lars.org, LARS.org.
Okay, thank you very much. And have a wonderful
Take care.
Have a
wonderful weekend, you guys.
Thank you very much. Okay.
You bet.
Thanks.
All right.
We get more of Shannon, and then we get more of Colleen. We get more of Lucy Loya. I had an interview with someone, and her name is Lucy Loya.
Really?
Yeah. There is a Lucy. She was she's doing something for the Mexican. Do you want to come in?
He's running around.
Okay. So let's, with Shannon. So tell us about Kali. What do you see with Kali's future?
Wait, she asked, what is it that you would like to know? Because that's kind of broad.
Yeah. Well, she'll ask her.
Okay. Will I reach my goal as the number one actress in the world?
I feel like there's a couple things that is actually stopping you. And what's actually stopping you is you. and so I don't feel like there's anything in your way physically. But I do feel like there's probably some stuff that needs to be cleared and some understandings about yourself before you can actually move into that. But I do feel when you were talking and you were saying all the things that were happening, my feeling was that you're going to take off. Like there's things that are really starting to line up for you and the release of this. Is it a film, a movie? Movie that you're doing. The release of this is actually going to start to skyrocket you into something else. So. But there is the underlying self-sabotage thing, so definitely you wanna take a look at that before you
clean that up.
Yeah, gotta clean it up.
You can work with her. By the way, work with Shannon.
Thank you.
I actually have a lot of actors and actresses and models and all of those that work with me, and we work on clearing these things. And before they go into an audition, we send the energy, and they'll text me. I mean, I have so many people texting me, going to an audition at 4:30 today. Okay, we got it. So then we'll push the energy, and then they'll ask me after, okay, what do you think? What's going on with this audition? And so I have lots of actors who have been doing this for quite some time, and so I work with a lot of them, and I understand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been working on, have you ever heard of Landmark Education or...
Yes,
I have.
NLP.
I've been working on myself quite some time, so I love the coaching that you're giving me right now. Yeah, I appreciate it.
That's a good, by the way, it's a good motivation.
Yes.
That coaching. Now,
what about me?
Candy Loya.
What do you want to know?
You know, I know what I want. I just want to know which direction am I supposed to go. In other words, I know who I am. I'm very confident. I just want to know.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
You definitely got that, spew that confidence.
Yeah. I just want to know, am I going the right direction? And where am I supposed to go?
Yes, but there's actually three different directions that you're supposed to be going into.
Okay.
And there's possibly a fourth. But you're not supposed to pick one. You're supposed to do them, right?
Okay.
Because your energy and the way that you are built... energetically, you're supposed to be doing more than one thing. If you only did one thing, you would be bored to tears.
Yeah.
And so you have to switch it up. I feel like you're going to be writing something. And I don't know if we talked about that before, but
I want to write a book.
Okay.
About my life.
My feeling is get it started. Like, let's go.
I've been holding back for years.
I hear you, because I've been holding back too. But my feeling is get it started, because that is That's, I think that's either the third or the fourth option, but there's some other things going on.
What are my other three options? Is it what I'm doing now?
Yeah, and it's what you're doing now. I feel like what you're doing two things now, three things
yeah,
now?
Yeah, three things now.
Yeah, and then so maybe the fourth option is the book.
Nice. Yeah, and radio's good. I told you radio's good.
I love people.
I want to change the word because you don't want to put that out there in the universe. It's not options. They are your path.
Right.
And it's
right.
my passion.
Yes.
Like, I don't care about the fame. I don't care about money. I've done things where I would do, like, I've done internships from CBS to Fox with Cameron, everything. I love the people. I love the passion. And if I don't love what I do, then I'm not happy, and I'm happy.
Yes. And when we say we don't care about something, the universe says she doesn't want it.
Yeah.
So we always say, you know, it's always nice to have it. It's wonderful to have it.
Right.
But my passion is this.
It's my passion.
Right. Uh-huh. And that's awesome. Yeah, I totally get you on that one.
Thank you.
Me, am I going to the stars or
UFOs?
I don't know.
Yes, I mean, my feeling is to a point there, you had so much stuff going on, there was a need for a lull.
Yeah.
You had to have a little bit of a lull going on. But it's amping back up again. I do feel like that
true.
TV show is getting ready to amp up again, and you've got some more things coming along the lines. Remember, mm-hmm. I said even way before this happened that you were going to be on TV, that we were going to get you televised.
We're getting closer.
Yes.
With Amazon, we're getting closer. In fact, we have the great idea for Jeff. Basically, I'm going to see him again. And I want the show to be fun.
Yes.
Because that's the main thing. People want to laugh.
Fun.
And you're fun. I mean, when you have a show that's fun.
Party, man. That's what we do at the party. We party every Friday night. What I was going to mention also in the coming weeks ahead is that we'll be in Vegas in July. Then what we're going to be doing, we're going to do all these different, the best of different foods. We're going to have the best tacos in LA, best burgers, we're going to do different
you're
things.
Making me hungry.
I know.
And LA Magazine. Is going to be behind us.
Oh,
so we're going
to
do all these things. Yeah, we're going to start doing different programs. And then with the UFO, we haven't let it away. Next week, we'll have our guy, Ken Pfeiffer, come in via telephone from back east. So we're going to have a really good thing turn out. And since I went to Contact in the Desert, a lot of things have been going on.
I bet.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Contact
this week, I had my back. I had the bite, the spider bite,
yes.
But it's all gone.
What happened to your back?
I had, the problem was my back gave out, because metal, I have metal and I have a little bit of the other, what the back is made out of.
Wow.
So I had a 24-hour period where I had to go to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So I made it through.
The fact that you're here and you're still so peppy.
Exactly. I know.
Yeah, I'm so tired, but I'm peppy. I don't know.
You are.
You got to be, when you're radio, you got to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Because you know what's interesting was we got a nice review because we're up in San Francisco now from San Jose Mercury News. They said, we found this show that the guy is always happy. And it was real nice, getting a review like that. But we're starting to get people from back east,
mm-hmm.
other regions around the country. So we're building it up. So it's really fun.
Well, it's the first time that I found out there's an app that you can download on the store.
You download.
LA Talk Radio.
Oh, yes.
Today. Yeah.
I already researched.
And people can see me. And by the way, they repeat the show on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
So you can hear me again on Sunday.
Wonderful.
And then next week, we're going to get into the UFO stuff because we're going to be going to MUFON, the MUFON meeting, so we'll be setting all that. But I want to thank you all. We only got half a minute. Anything we should know? Anything else?
I have one question, Jennifer.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
I have this lady on Facebook, and she was mentioning about pageant. She's been wanting me for years, and she asked me again this year. I don't know if I want to do it.
You could do it.
I don't.
Not could. You should.
I don't want to, and
should.
I do, but
gorgeous.
Should I or should I not?
Yes.
Have you ever done one?
No.
Because yes. At least once.
The energy that comes from you is something that is going to draw a lot of attention. So I would say yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean,
so there you got your answer.
I got my answer.
Got your answer. Anyway.
You're shining from the inside.
All good things must come to an end.
Yes.
All good radio time. I was going to mention, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
We want to thank the people that were
before you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amber Martinez.
From Los Angeles, California.
Thank you.
Candy Loya.
Yeah, Candy's got it. And then we have the great
Shannon.
Celebrities, Shannon Lester.
Thank you.
And by the way, Shannon Lester, to to book appointment? One more time?
To book an appointment, you can text me 310-503-9380 or my website, shannonleishner.com.
Cool. Yes. Everyone, yay, we are informed, and we'll see you next week. We're coming from
Los Angeles, California. LA there you Talk go. Radio.
LA, somewhere in LA.
LA somewhere. Talk Radio.
There you go. She got it. Talk Radio. Thank you very much. Now we gotta leave the air. Thank you all very much. All right, a little dance.
That was a fun.
There's so many people.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.